this game? Always tough going to Philly, division game.
Yeah, always a big one in the division. At Philly on a Monday night, should be a great atmosphere and a great challenge for us. So we're looking forward to that. They're a good team. They're playing good football. Their defense is doing a good job getting, causing a lot of turnovers. Offense has been, scoring points these last few weeks. So we got to expect their best football, and we got to go in there and play good ball.
What's the best way to describe that atmosphere in Philly, especially for a night game?
It should be, it'll be loud. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be rocking. And so we got to do our job, and we got to go out there and play smart, handle the crowd noise. Hopefully get off to a fast start and try to calm them down.
Yeah, what's the key to withstanding their pressure defense when they start doing a lot of the stuff that they do in the front seven?
Well, I think everybody just got to obviously understand who they're blocking. Offense line, they do a lot of twisting. Offense line's got to, pass things off. Running backs got to know who they're responsible for. So everybody's just got to, know who they're accounting for, and then that's half the battle. Then now you got to block them. So I got to do a good job of getting the ball out on time. And they try to, make you hold it a little bit longer so they can get their pressure. So we got to, do a good job blocking. And I got to do a good job, protecting the football.
Is it tougher to prepare when you kind of don't know who your receivers are this week and guys banged up?
Well, I think you prepare for the opposing team. So we're just trying to get understand their scheme. Understand. What they're going to do, what plays do we like, where the ball is going to be going. And so, hopefully we'll get guys back as the week goes and, should be in good shape.
Eli, can you see why veteran quarterbacks who do well in the system that you're in now like it so much?
Yeah, I think it's quarterback friendly where, if you know what you like, you can get to a lot of different plays. The ball comes out quickly, you're not holding it, shouldn't take a whole lot of hits. And so it makes sense where you have a progressions and your reads and should be, guys can get open, and it makes life easy.
Is throwing the ball 54 times a game something you think is sustainable for the offense?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you never know what we were throwing it well, and so a lot of times you if you throw it that many times, you might, it's because you have a lot of incompletions and you're getting a lot of, second and long, third and longs. But I think it's a combination. Had two-minute drives, I think, adds to it where you have, 15 or 16 passes in those two drives that, can add up to that. So I didn't feel like we were throwing it, a ton. I thought we had a good mix. It mixed in some play action, and we were completing the ball and had a good rhythm. And, we had a lot of short passes, so I didn't. If we got to throw it that many times, and because it's we're being successful, we're getting completions. Then I think you can.